Yeah, we had a fucking bag of fucking duck tongues in my freezer. It's fucking crazy.
What?
What did they do with them?
They just kept them as a fucking joke. We didn't actually fucking do anything with them.
Danny's talking his bullshit.
He wasn't privy to what was actually done with the tongues.
And if you consider what he was privy to with that
house. Chris is too damn drunk. No one knows where Yams is at. It's probably too fucked up.
Baby mayo is better than putting your mayo on a baby, though.
Very true.
But tune in once a week. They always got a new brew to review. I hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. I got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh, yeah. Hold my beer.
High energy. You ready, Chris? Oh. Okay, it's like that, huh? Well, you're listening to Hold My Beer. My gracious host, Danny Mullins, to my right.
Chris Mullins!
He was right.
I'm too.
And lastly, there's Yams!
I'm here.
I had to get excited for you. I didn't think you'd yell. No. You do it like once a year, and I think you already used your one this year.
Do not.
Yeah. So we're doing two beer reviews this week?
Yeah, man.
So we should probably jump right into one, yeah. Right? Okay.
Is this your first time?
Yeah.
Drink.
Well, no, we did. We toast.
Chug it. To do what? It. Chug it.
Well, now. You probably want to toast our mother.
Chug it.
Right?
What chug did it. I miss?
Well, we moved her, and you had such a great time.
Yeah.
You didn't show off. You didn't show up in a bad mood. You didn't make her cry five times.
None of that was my fault.
You didn't make her. You making her cry wasn't your fault.
No, not at all.
Yeah, probably not. She's
I crazy. Never raised my voice. I never copped an attitude or nothing. All I did was call her on her bullshit.
I don't know. She told me that you yelled at her.
She can suck my dick.
That's disgusting. Why would you say that about that?
That's gross. That's
you don't say that about your parents or your kids.
I'll say about who. Whatever. You don't,
you know what?
I have never told Jacob to suck my dick before.
Not your kid.
That's not your kid.
Well, he's close enough.
Yeah, he lives in the house.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No.
I've told my dog to suck my dick before.
That's fine.
I've not told your tools, cars.
No parents. No kids. And I, honestly, if we could throw siblings on the list, I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Although you did say, hey, suck my dick, bitch, because you thought you were right about an Al Pacino movie when you were blatantly wrong, even though the picture was right in front of you.
Yeah, so this is just normal.
I would not tell my brother to suck my dick.
No, he's up on it.
Yeah.
I would also not tell your brother that.
Huh?
I would also not tell
I don't
tell
think anybody
that.
At this table is going to tell your brother to suck his dick.
Yeah, that'd be frightful.
Yeah. Anywho. What?
I just realized that Chris's fucking stand is still held up by a lighter.
Yeah, man.
It's an all black Bic. I don't know if you've ever seen one before.
I've seen one.
It's brand new. I had to buy it.
For the listeners.
Suck my dick, bitch.
Double birds. Oh, man. I should have told him low energy. I asked for this.
He's flying high.
I know. For the listeners, I found an all blacked out Bic I thought was cool.
I would have bought
it. Like, I feel like this is what excites him with electrical tape back in the day.
Cool. I still have a couple. I still do that.
Yeah. Like, if you're chilling in your garage and you're bored, you wrap your lighter electrical tape.
I don't think I have any electrical tape in my garage.
I don't either. Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I recently acquired 10 new rolls, so.
That's a lot. A whole windfall of electric tape. Who bought this one? Toon?
Yeah,
Toon.
I got this one.
What'd you buy?
You accordingly say we'd already done this one, but the can art looks familiar, but I don't remember because there's no list.
You're talking early garage year, so like 2020, 2021. It's been long enough.
Okay. He asked me if we tried. I was like, hell nah.
He's like, fuck no, look at that. It's got an eagle claw on it.
This is why people usually ask me, because you guys don't remember shit.
I don't.
Nah.
But it's Revolution Brewing, Freedom of Speech. It's a session sour ale with peaches. 4.5, got 4 stars.
I think the 4 stars are just for Chicago.
You think?
Yeah, it's the Chicago flag.
Oh, crushing tart finish. I didn't realize this shit was made in Chicago.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a big Chicago brand.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
Yep, so it says Chicago.
No, that's definitely the Chicago stars. Yeah.
So we don't have a real toast then? Nobody died or anything?
I don't think so.
Packers won today. You were pretty excited about that earlier, you said.
Fuck less.
Yeah. Hey, you asked.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Rub it in my face if they lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, here's to that. Cheers, fellas.
It says on the can, proudly brewed in Chicago.
We're supposed to say that up. Didn't make it that far.
It's a lot of reading.
It's the single line at the top of the can where you would start reading at.
No, I started reading where it says Revolutionary Brewing, not to the far right, because I stopped when I read Freedom of Speech. And technically, I didn't even read that one. I read the big one.
See, right over here. So you follow along from where you was at. There it is.
Sweet Sue's. I do kind of like the design. It's got the claw going into an obviously juicy peach. I'll go 3.5.
It's an Eagle Claw, too.
Yeah, even cooler. 3.5 out of 5 Sweet Sues. And, man, probably a thumb and a half on the flavor.
Kind of looks like a heart, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's smooth. I mean, it's peachy, but not overly peachy, which is cool, because I'm not a huge fan of peach flavoring.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
Sweet Sues, I'm going to go 3.5.
Real original.
Pretty good. Did you just do that?
Yep. Yep. God, I feel like every week you just hear my number. Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's like, fucking weird.
Like, you've seen Charlie Brown, right? You know when the parents are talking?
Yeah.
That's what I hear when you speak.
Great.
90% of the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, like, I'm not stealing your shit.
Chris just doesn't do numbers, so he hears 3.5, and he's like, sounds good.
I just got to remember this for the next 30 seconds. Yeah. It all sounds so fucking smart.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So, what did I say? 3.5 on the Sweet Sues.
Yeah, man. Holy shit.
I'm going to go 2 on the taste.
Okay. He didn't ape my number there, so that's good.
I'm going to do... I'm going to just say the same all the way around. 3.5 and 2.
Solid number.
Like,
you see how I don't bitch when he does it?
It's not a sticker.
No, it's not.
It ain't.
Mm-mm.
It's a good label.
Mm-hmm.
It's tart, but it's not overly tart.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's peachy.
Cool. Peaches for you. Peaches for me.
Yeah.
Peach panini.
Wait, what?
That's a drink.
I know. So is this.
But this ain't a peach panini.
No, it's a peach tart.
I thought you were saying peach panini, which is a fucking grilled sandwich.
The panini, I think, is the actual drink.
Okay.
Yes. And I say panini, though. Thank you.
Why are you fucking whispering? You're all laying back in your chair.
I don't know.
You're on fucking vacation.
Yeah, I guess the 3 is fine on Sweet Sues.
A little low. A little low.
I give it a 1.
Really? You don't like it?
It's okay.
Huh.
It's not what I was... I was expecting something else. I don't know. I was expecting more.
Like more peachy, and it's just more tart?
It's just tart. That's all I really get from it. I don't get a lot of peach flavor.
There's
at all.
Not a lot of peach flavoring to it, I don't think.
And maybe I was expecting more. Yeah, I wanted more and I didn't realize it, but, you know.
Hell yeah.
I'm not going to dump it out or anything.
Well, that's...
So maybe 1.5.
I don't know what I paid for it. There's no price on the box, so I can't.
I'd probably drink it again, so 1.5.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I think we're drinking it twice now, so.
Possibility.
Yeah, so H&B's been a lot of things. We've been the Butter Gang, right?
See?
Been a church. I remember doing that once.
Yeah.
We've been a business, prostitutes. Okay?
That was just like a you thing.
No, we all had jobs. You were the car guy.
Like,
he was the drug guy.
Feel good about yourself.
I don't think so. what about the H&B militia? I feel like we should start that up.
Dude, I'm...
We got to fill roles, and I figured if we ever started a militia, I'd be the soup guy.
Can I be the guy on the four-wheeler?
Okay, we got a four-wheeler guy.
Why do you want to be soup guy?
Well, because I don't really need to be around the guns. I'm not competent. I'm not hitting shit with like a gun, you know, like target-wise.
Right.
We're doing different militias.
What?
You're doing the metal militia? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, for the metal militia, can I be the one guy on a razor?
Yeah.
Not the side-by-side.
The scooter.
I want the scooter.
What's the metal militia?
What do you mean? Like dirt bikes and shit.
Yeah, they did like freestyle.
Did you throw up the horns?
Yeah, man. It was very rock and roll shit back in the day. Like,
there were the heavy metal super tattoos.
Remember when everyone was getting the famous F family tattoos and shit at the same time?
Uh-huh.
Metal militia?
Sure, man.
They had like the skull with like the cool war helmet?
Yeah.
What do they shoot?
What do you mean? Motorcycles in there.
Yeah, far.
I don't like how this conversation is going.
Deegan,
Chris just fucking hell.
Have you ever been to a Zoomies or anything?
Huh?
Like a Zoomies or a fucking, what was the other place that sold shoes?
God damn it. I just looked at one the other
Foot
day.
Foot Locker.
There was one at the Kokomo Mall that's no longer with us. Journeys. You've never been to a Journeys?
Yeah, I've been to a Journeys.
Had the famous F. It's just one big giant F.
Yeah, and then all the skulls with like the helmets with the spikes on it. It was all metal militia shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I actually do know what you're talking about. But no, anyways, yeah, I feel like everybody's safer if I'm just the soup guy. Plus,
yeah, but then we're gonna starve to death.
What?
James is soup guy. James can't shoot either.
No, James is a much better soup guy. Up.
Huh?
I can still blow shit up though.
He could be demolitions.
Yeah, but if he's soup guy, then the only things get blown up are the bathrooms. We need you as soup man.
We need stars.
Brad's gone. We need soup man.
Bureau would be such a good militia soup man. Oh man.
Salad bar stocked constantly. Yeah.
Do you guys have guns now? We just get together and have fish fries. It's fucking awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like most militias are a laughing stock, right? It's just people kind of role playing.
No, I don't think so.
No, I do feel
that. It depends. really depends.
Yeah,
I mean, course. I assume there are some out there that are below average. Far
and I feel like those are the ones that make the news. Yeah. You don't actually hear about the good ones.
Oh, you want to be a good off-the-grid militia.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I like that. Yeah, the way the man doesn't know where you're at.
Exactly.
Okay, so if he's... You should be soup guy. I need to give that honor to you, because my fingers work.
I don't know if I can be part of the militia, because I lost all my guns in a boating accident.
What?
I did.
Same.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
That's my official statement.
Right. Yeah. So you three put all your guns on a boat and that boat went under, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was called Dark Flotus. Don't remember? Have you seen it lately?
No, but I also know the truth of Dark Flotus and how unfitting that name was.
Why?
Yeah, it didn't. Did it float?
Well,
it did. It floated. We had it on the water. That bitch floated.
Obviously not, or we would still have our guns, Danny.
Right.
You piece of shit.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Suck my dick.
As being the only person at this table that didn't buy it as part of the boat, I found the whole saga pretty funny.
R.I.P. Dark Flotus.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my tourist collection, just out the window.
Oh, things you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Not just you personally. People shouldn't have Taurus. I own a Taurus, but it was a family heirloom.
Yeah.
Never owned one.
Yeah.
I like the one that I used to have.
Yeah. Huh. But so, if he's soup guy, what are you? What's your position in the militia?
Oh. Boat guy.
Well, obviously, none of you. Somehow. Okay.
I feel like that's more fitting for me.
The guy that can swim? Yeah. I'd say boat guy goes to tune.
Oh, so I can be admiral?
He also has a boat.
Oh, yeah, he also has a boat.
The second boat. We lost the first boat.
Yeah, you're talking to our entire Navy. Shut the fuck up.
I love that.
He's our aquatic specialist.
Yeah. Ah, hell yeah.
Take it.
He's a frog man.
Oh, yeah, don't call him that. He hates frogs. Still leaves, you can't be admiral, man. It's not that big of a boat.
Man. I don't know. Can you just return to the armory?
No, you sink all your guns.
Well, I'm cool with other people's guns.
It didn't sound like it.
I sank my own guns.
The boat sank three separate times.
No guns were ever retrieved.
And there's that rescue mission.
Very sad.
Where they sit down that remote control submarine and everybody tried to, they all drowned finding the wreckage of the fucking Dark Flotus.
Yeah,
I do remember that now. Yeah. It made big news.
Fucker imploded.
And then they raised it and it's cursed like the Titanic.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, I really thought that Mad Cat's Xbox controller would work.
It's weird that it didn't. So fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, if you're super, I guess I don't, can I be demolitions then? I don't think militias have demolition experts, because that seems a little extreme.
Well, I feel like they definitely have. They
probably, dude, if I'm in a militia, it better be extreme.
No shit.
I'm not wasting my time with law-abiding militia.
Like a vegan militia?
Yeah.
You think that's a thing?
Yes.
Did you say vegan?
Yeah, vegan militia. Cause
look up the vegan militia.
The bad?
It's not a question if it's a thing.
It's what that thing is, exactly.
Let's just look at their website.
I just feel like they'd be like one of those, you know, the bad ones you see on TV. I don't know the most famous militias. Probably the Proud Boys. Are they a militia technically?
No.
No?
No. They were never even remotely close to a militia.
I have no idea. That was a question. So what's a famous militia? Because I feel like we have to treat this like prison. We have to bitch slap the biggest militia.
You got, like the Oath Keepers. They're a famous militia.
That's a stupid name.
Why?
The Oath Keepers?
Yeah, they're probably not. Yeah.
I'm not telling you. Oh, he found the vegan militia.
Fuck it.
I'm going to have you read this shit, though, because I don't want to read all this. But they have a counter going.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It is... Land animals slaughtered in the last 32 seconds worldwide.
Oh.
Cows.
It updates every 32 seconds?
Now it's every 39 seconds, 40 seconds. It literally just keeps going up.
Oh, okay.
What do you got for cows?
17,000.
It says 435.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing fine.
Yeah.
Eat more beef, motherfucker.
Pigs.
It's going to be more because you get less meat out of them.
702.
Yeah.
2390.
Maybe okay. Maybe up on the pork, down or no, up on the beef, down on the pork a little bit.
Chicken?
Oh, they're so, man, small,
it's
dude.
Be like 10,000.
It just hit 10,000.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, man, I know,
you know
my
your
nugs.
McNuggets, man.
Yeah. Sheep?
Not as many.
Can't be that high.
I wouldn't think so.
Really?
I'll go 300.
That's higher than that.
Really?
Yeah. It's
who's eating that much lamb meat?
1,300.
Well, this is worldwide. Like kebabs and stuff are big overseas. Yeah.
Turkeys?
That's a big one's getting close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's only eaten
1,200.
2,000 now.
2,000?
I feel like there's way more turkeys killed right now than 2,000.
Probably.
At fucking.
I mean, you walk into Walmart. Walking to Walmart, there's probably more than that turkeys in the aisle.
We're talking about getting killed.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to stock that shit.
Yeah, true that. Ducks.
Ducks a high number?
Ducks a decently high number.
30,000?
Not that high. We're at 8,300.
I mean, because my parents used to work at a duck factory when we lived in Florida. And they would slaughter. They slaughter a couple thousand a day.
Yeah, we're at 80,
and that's one factory.
Yeah, 9,000.
So
it was a solid joke.
I think that counter is bullshit.
Complete waste of my breath.
What?
He said my parents worked at a duck factory.
Yeah, we had a fucking bag of fucking duck tongues in my freezer. It's fucking crazy.
What? Kind of crazy. What did they do with them?
They just kept them as a fucking joke. We didn't actually fucking do anything with them, but they actually sold the shit. I'm like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. This means you were.
He wasn't privy to what was actually done with the tongues.
And if you consider what he was privy to with
that house. Like I said, this one we lived in Florida.
I'll say, life wasn't bad for you in Florida, right? No. Yeah, it didn't go bad until good old Indiana.
Indiana made your parents crazy?
Yeah.
Well, he just got older and could see more. I think
it's right. The yeah. part of it. Yeah. My family had a fucking bag of tongues.
No, Florida, my dad sold coke. We lived fairly well. So.
Oh, man.
All right, so they have a list for others.
What if he was cutting the coke with the duck
tongue?
Powdering
duck tongue?
Like, drying it out and powdering it? Like.
Snorting a tongue.
Anyways, my pretty solid joke, you were like, my parents worked at a duck factory, and I was like, well, what kind of ducks did they make? And me and Chris had a good laugh.
Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, it sounds like this bag full of duck tongues. I feel like I'd keep the flippers before I kept the tongues.
The
like
flippers?
The
feet?
Yeah.
The flippers?
Whatever they are.
Dolphins have flippers.
Oh, yeah. Alright, that ain't right.
Flippers are a type of fin. Ducks don't have fins.
I wouldn't call them feet.
Have you ever seen a duck?
Yeah.
Definitely call them feet. They walk
definitely
around.
Definitely feet.
On. Otherwise, it's a wing.
But they're webbed.
There's no difference between a duck feet and a chicken feet, except just for the web.
No, ducks have, no, chickens have talons.
So do ducks.
Ducks don't have talons?
They have claws.
Oh, shit,
yes,
they have claws.
Well, then they don't have feet. They have fucking talons. Boom. Like on
a
this
talon
can.
Is just a nail.
Yeah, it's that right there, right?
Yeah. Is that a foot?
No, it's a claw.
Fuck you, there's semantics.
I've never heard him referred to as bird claws. That seems kind of bullshit.
Oh.
It's just a foot.
When you buy them at the grocery, they're called feet.
Chicken feet.
Feet.
You can literally go buy chicken feet.
It literally says.
A bag of chicken feet at Lance's.
Yeah. I'm good.
At Walmart sells them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm good. I was just at Walmart today. I didn't see them.
They're there.
Granted, I was in electronics.
Well, it'd be weird if they were there.
So I just carried them over there and stuck them out of Funko Pop.
Well, yeah, electronics in between, you know, they right there in the voodoo section between electronics and food. Yeah. So.
Our Walmart's
the horror section.
Like. Our Walmart's getting so bad that the Funko Pops are now in a plastic lock case.
What? This when?
As of Saturday.
Yeah, so as of, like, last week they were in there. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I can't even fucking look through these motherfuckers.
No shit.
Yeah. You know, it takes 45 minutes to get somebody's attention to open up a case there, too.
Oh, yeah, and I think I would make them pull every one of them out so I could see them.
Well, you got to make sure they're not dented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, can I see that one in the front there in the corner?
Yeah, their NECAs, all that stuff.
No, I don't want that one. Can I see the one behind it now? Can I see the one behind that now?
Goddamn sticker on it. Pick all the front row up.
No. One at a time.
Yeah, true.
You got to put them in there. I'm going to make you fucking pull them out. Just to be a dick.
How many kangaroos do you think have been killed today?
Oh, I don't
this
know. I mean,
today. This is
I mean,
the last
think
30
about,
seconds,
there's
right?
people like me who buy kangaroo nutsack hats.
318 seconds.
Kangaroo nutsack hats.
What?
The hell
is it 200?
No.
Is it more?
No.
8.
28.
That's close.
Yeah, 28.
Not too many hats being sold.
No,
we're good.
No.
How were those tacos?
Oh, fire.
Kangaroo tacos?
Yeah. At the agave on rye. And then it's got sea animals by pounds.
Oh, fuck. That's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fish.
There's a lot. It's 107 million pounds right now.
Man, and like you think that
you
make
think it'd been easier
like
to put that
seafood.
In the tons.
They're going to make it sound as bad as possible. That's their goal.
Yeah.
The bigger the numbers, the scarier it is.
So when you just click on this here top link.
You want me to?
For you to read, yes. Because it like slowly comes onto the screen so you can read it.
You're too high for this, aren't you?
I just don't want to read the words. My teeth aren't adhered to my face as well as they should be.
First they ate the fish, but I was not a fish, so I said nothing. Oh my god, they ate the fucking Jewish people from the Holocaust. Okay. So I said nothing. Then they ate avian eggs, but I was not an egg, so I did nothing. Then they ate fowl, but I was not a fowl. And then they ate mammals, but I was a human mammal, so I did a little. Then, what? When they came for me, there were no one left. Oh, there was no one left to stand up for me, inspired by Pastor Nimala's Holocaust quote.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. This does go into Nazis. This is in quotes. They have convinced themselves that man, the worst transgressor of all the species, is the crown of creation. All other creatures were created merely to provide him with food, pelts to be tormented, exterminated. In retaliation to them, all people are Nazis. For the animals, it is an eternal Treblinka.
Treblinka?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody's read Animal Farm recently.
So a vegan militia is a real thing.
What'd you have for dinner?
Beef
today,
roast.
I had a shot of moonshine and some string cheese.
That was breakfast.
Yeah.
I said dinner.
I haven't... What? It's not dinner time for me.
So far, like, it's okay. Like, you're... Like, he's
no,
fucking...
No, I had dairy products.
He's Hitler.
Yeah, I had beef roast.
Oh, I'm going to double up when I go home now. I will out-Hitler James all day.
Chris had a piece of it while he was there.
I did. Oh, yeah. Shit was good.
So. What's that? Goebbels?
That was fine.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this guy? The leader?
Yeah, I hate motherfuckers like that. Like, animals are nothing but food. I swear to God.
Well, sometimes
food
the
or
pets.
Fucking tools.
Listen. If the roles were reversed and we were in their territory...
Do you think
like a group of lions is going to come eat my ass and one of them is going to come out of nowhere telling the others not to?
No.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, but they're
so these
not...
people can shut the fuck up because they have a negative.
You were led into a yams factory and tortured. You weren't spiked to the ground like veal and never able to walk on God's green earth.
Fucking veal's delicious.
Never had it.
What?
No, wait, yeah, I have. It's okay.
I would hope so.
I don't think I like it.
Arnold's on a 80% vegan diet.
Who?
Arnold.
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Damn.
80%.
80%.
He's not committing all the way.
Egg, salmon, chicken, veggie burgers, and protein shakes.
I feel like that's not something you can half-ass. You're either 100% or you're just not.
Well, that's more of a, what do they call it?
Carnivore?
No, it's not.
Fasting.
No.
Molestation.
That's going to pop open one day.
Oh, yeah, pescatarian.
Yeah. Like, that's
I don't know. That sounds like a religion.
It does. It's weird, man. It's almost like it's all a cult.
No, it says he eats steak, hamburgers, and Austrian wiener schnitzel when he wants a treat.
You know it's not a cult? Our militia.
No, we'll see.
The guy said, who the fuck is he? He was the vegan's strongest, the world's strongest vegan.
Oh, yeah, but I think he got caught out on cheating.
Patrick Simpson.
Sort of like how Liver King got busted for using steroids and shit. Yeah.
That was a weird situation. I don't know why people were following him online anyways.
I mean, did you see him?
The Liver King?
Yeah.
He's a very buff dude. Liked to yell and shit. He catch your attention.
Yeah.
Quick as fuck.
Okay.
Really?
I don't know. I'm no sheeple.
I'm pretty sure I followed
him. Yes, you are.
You
are the definition of sheeple. Shut up.
Oh, yeah?
You're not green.
Really? Cowboys fan?
Look at you.
Yeah, man. Go Pack, go. It's game day. I didn't just go for America's team.
Yeah.
So patriotic, all the Cowboys. Eat dicks. Chris's dick, preferably. He's big on that today.
Wouldn't the Patriots be more of the patriotic team, you dumb fuck?
Nobody's ever referred to them as America's team. They're either hated because they were too good or they really suck.
I think it's just a fan base.
What the fuck?
The biggest fan base is
their name is Patriot. Where do you think the word patriotic comes from?
What's that do with anything?
Everything?
I thought to be patriotic 100%? Was to be of the people, to love your nation. So it only makes sense that you would most love America's team.
You're talking in circles.
I stand very proud by this ragged old flag.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's an O.J. Simpson flag.
Don't they have like a single star in red, white, and blue on their logo?
Do what?
The Patriots?
That's a Minuteman.
Yeah, I thought it was a Minuteman. Yeah.
Militia!
Yeah, man.
Oh, the Patriots. Man, I gotta change all these clothes. Can I be head of HR? Talent relations?
You absolutely cannot be.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
Because you censor us all the damn time.
No, I don't. What?
I was just waiting. Like, I was like...
All the other words
there
in my head.
There was a Rolodex. Like, and I was like,
It's a simple, easy one.
How hard do I want it to be?
Whoa. That makes it sound like you said a different word.
Who?
Never mind.
I didn't hear Yams.
Well, he definitely can't be HR. He's our Navy. He's our soup guy. I still don't know what you are. I forget what you said.
Armory.
He's a pirate.
Yeah, like cannons and shit.
I mean, weren't they technically considered like a militia with Navy?
I think they were just outlaws.
They were hired. Yeah. Well, it depends on what time. They were actually hired to do a lot of shit, so.
I guess that only leaves one position. Leader.
General.
Yeah.
General. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I can't sense you that way.
Fucking Nerf guns everywhere.
Well, we're not going to have guns. That's too dangerous.
Lost them.
Yeah, we lost them all. So what weapons are we going with?
Got a crossbow in the garage.
That's too cool.
Paintball.
No good, sorry. Paintball? Too fun.
I've got some compound bows in the garage.
Too hard. What? Pulling them back, man? That takes arm strength.
I don't have that arm strength anymore.
See? That's true. It has to be easy. Like, it can't be, like, bowling ball.
Can we do slingshots?
He can't do a slingshot. He doesn't have fingers.
It's a rubber tube, man.
I understand. Chris, it took him 5 minutes to open up a bottle of water.
Guys.
That's what?
Blowguns.
Ooh.
Oh!
I could do that.
Fuck yeah.
Blowguns.
Hell yeah.
I mean, eventually my COPD will take that out as well, but that's beside the point.
You just have to prop the blowgun up for him, though. Put it on a stand.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Can't hold it.
Dude, they've already showed that they can do. You want to do it too? Oh, man. Silent assassins, dude.
I used to own one.
I did too. Came from the tent cell.
I think I still have one that Sean made me.
Have you ever had a friend so good as to show up and be like, hey, buddy, I made you this blowgun?
I don't think so.
Kelly never made you a blowgun.
No.
Yams, you ever make him a blowgun?
Oh, we used to make them back in middle school out of straws and whatever you call it.
Opening a straw is not making a blowgun.
I mean, all you need is a tube, really.
Yeah,
that's true. Sean made the darts and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You snip off your shoelaces and leave a little bit so it feathers the end, and you stick a straight pin through it. You have a blowgun. It's just small.
How many pairs of shoelaces did you go through?
Oh, we took other people's. Oh. Simple as enough, you know.
Yeah, you hold them up with your fucking blowgun.
Snip. Yeah. And there they are.
That's fair, I guess.
That's so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
I get home at the end of my fucking shoelaces.
Oh, I'd be pretty mad.
Just take a lighter, it melts. You got a hard tip on the end. You're fine.
Yeah, it's not fine.
Just cut your fucking own and melt your own.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have shoelaces now, so.
That was the first two until you lose them. Then you take others.
Surprised James used to. You think it wasn't a duck tongue?
So weird.
Pipe too big.
What kind of ducks do they make? Anyways. Yeah, so, okay, we got the blowguns. I feel like very easily we should probably start our first turf war with the vegan militia. Seeing as I doubt they're armed, and they're probably too busy cuckolding each other.
They're probably definitely armed.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think vegans are big weapons people? I don't think
probably.
So.
Yeah, probably, yeah. They're fucking insane. So,
I feel like there's enough of them, yeah. And if you're willing just, you know, to stand in front of a semi-truck to stop it from
Are you saying only insane people have weapons?
And not then don't all. Store them on boats, yes.
Good cover. I was healed that day, yeah. Mentally. Oh, man.
Saw the light.
I just picture you, in an alternate timeline, there is a reality where you guys sank the same boat three times.
Oh, yeah. No, that's possible.
And it's still just back in your guys' garage. Like, you fish it out. There's going to be a fourth voyage. It won't go well.
Yeah.
If we're fighting the vegans, we need snake whips.
When we fight the... Oh, hell yeah.
What's a snake whip?
That's where you take a snake by the tail and you whip a motherfucker with it and hope it bites them.
I'm going to just take a snake and a blowgun. The fucking poison dart now.
Okay.
Dude, your nickname's the Viper.
I'm down. Can I be the Mamba? I want to be the Mamba.
No, that's safe for Alton. He's going to be the Black Mamba.
No, okay.
Who?
The Smoke. Black Mamba.
The boat?
Smoke?
God oh,
Smoke.
Damn it.
Like, no, that's racist.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, called Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, that was his name.
Problematic.
Why?
That's why they crashed his helicopter, because he's problematic.
He's too fast.
The government killed Kobe Bryant.
Don't act surprised.
I'm pretty
you
sure
know what he knew too much about, too.
Kirby, me, LeBron James.
That one's more believable. Hell, it might have been Diddy at this point.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Say, he was real close to Diddy.
Oh, was he?
No.
Oh, good.
Well, I don't know.
No, but LeBron James was.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of him in a, like, maid's dress.
I don't think that's real.
No?
I don't think so. It's one of those things, I'm like, huh. Yep, someone had fun, and then you just keep scrolling.
I can still just see it, though. Like, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You did see it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just like, whatever. He's in a maid suit. Yeah. Haha. Nice. You got your butt fucked by Diddy.
My son
fat. Oh, man, on the back of a monster.
Do you think he was ever on top?
He wasn't a monster.
Who?
Diddy? Or you think that's why there's so much
in the ass? I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably definitely the dominant.
He got fucked too.
I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of baby oil, and like, what if his big move was to be a power bottom?
No, I don't think it was it.
You think so?
Not at all.
I'm pretty sure Shannon Sharp fucked Diddy.
Well, probably.
From the audio recordings of like they played.
What?
Him fucking his old lady super loud and accidentally recording releasing it to cover up and say, "I'm not gay."
Yeah.
Dude.
It's the funniest
shit. It was great. I didn't know that's who you were talking about. He went on Instagram Live.
Oh,
Shay Shay?
Yeah. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It's pretty good shit.
I was hacked. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was an accident.
Yeah.
What the fuck ever, bro? Call bullshit.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I heard the audio. No way to fake it.
Which part?
Nobody's ever faked sex before. So, I've seen many documentaries about it.
Oh, on HBO.
Oh, shit, I have. Yeah, yeah, man. They weren't naked enough. Like, shut the fuck up and show me your tits.
I thought those were tits.
Real sex?
That fucking softcore porn shit.
Oh, no. My mind went to real sex.
Oh.
The show.
Ah, with the old lady. The old grandma.
It was different. Sweet Sue.
Her name was Sue. It was Talk Sex with Sue.
She was pretty sweet.
Yeah, man. It's just, as soon as that sentence ended, there's a guy on Family Feud, and he's like, "Hey, what's the worst thing to see when you walk into someone's house?" And he just yells, "Naked grandma!"
Yeah.
Real loud, and yeah, that's what popped in my head. And then now I just want to cry a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss my mama.
So you talk about fucked up shit like that, though.
Family Feud?
No, kind of, yeah. It's like Naked Grandma. Mm-hmm. The kid had
Naked Grandma over.
A similar experience at his mother's house the other day. He stayed the night. He's like, you know, after the football game, he went in, took a shower, got out, was getting dressed, went to brush his teeth, and noticed that his mom had 3 dildos laid out on the
seat. Oh, 3?
3 dildos are just sitting on her counter. He sent a photo to Mac.
Are you sending a photo?
He sent a photo to Mac and was like, fucking help me. He like, 3 different dildos on the thing. And I was like, which one does she brush her teeth with?
Well, it's either...
Because it's right next to her fucking toothbrush.
There are 2 options here. Either...
He didn't know someone when he got in the shower.
Mm-mm. No, because he said his clothes and shit on the fucking toilet.
Yeah.
Didn't look at the fucking sink.
Okay.
Until he was going to brush his teeth.
Yeah, he's getting the shower ready, getting undressed, not focusing over there, focusing on what's in front of him.
Yeah.
3 dildos heavy on the counter.
There are 3 options here. Either she had used all 3 and she's a fucking freak, right? Or she has a collective dildo wash day where she gathers them all.
I told him the same shit. I was like, well, hopefully they were clean. And he's like, shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
I feel like you used more than 3 dildos in the span of a week.
You're a whore.
It's just...
Well, does the militia
need a choice?
All three look different, so they all had different features.
Okay.
Does the militia need a dildo extra?
Was one of them like super aggressive and scary?
No. Not really.
That would have been awesome.
Like, does she like go on airtight like, solo? Bullet?
Yeah.
That's the saddest excessive. Airtight. Yeah.
Seems excessive.
It would have been great if like he got mad and would just smack them all off the counter, but they're all suction cups and they're just waggling in the air.
One bounces on the wall and lands in his mouth.
You know, it's the hard Damn. Plastic one from like the 2000s, too, that was like a fucking cigar tube.
Yeah.
He's panicked, but he's still...
In my mind, when someone says dildo, that's still what I see.
What is it?
I don't see the crazy rabbits and shit. Oh. Do you say, I picture like just a classic like vibrator, so it looks like this. The like bright green and pink or whatever that you turn on and off at the bottom.
Yeah,
that's what my old ass fucking brain sees.
No, it didn't look good like that.
Oh. God, they look like realistic.
He showed me the photo. Oh no, like one looked like kind of like the rabbit.
Yeah.
The other one was like some curved pink fucking weird thing, and the other one was just odd.
Hmm. So is he just never going back?
No, he had to go. But he.
You made him go back?
Oh yeah, he had to stay the night Thursday, and he told me I couldn't say nothing to her until after Saturday. So tomorrow at the football game, like, so I heard the kid seen your dildo collection.
Did he mention it to her?
No, she has no idea yet. So I'm going to drop the bomb that she's
get the picture. Be like, hey, Max, share this picture with me.
Yeah.
I think I would have hit him or threw him away or something.
I think I would have posted it on
What's
Facebook.
Your opinion on these?
Do you think these are good?
I've been talking about...
And then whip up a dragon tail and be like, what about this one?
Yeah, just like, hey, my old lady's wanting recommendations to do any of these work properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, how'd you get that? Like, how you think? But it's just like I told him, I'm like, he has his brother and sister. which are way younger. So I'm like, they don't know what the fuck that shit is.
Those are the ones that were attacked by the lawnmower, right?
That's the sister, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean attacked by a lawnmower? Explain.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
So, her second baby daddy was working on a lawnmower on the front porch, trying to get it to, like, stay running. He got it running, turned around to do something else. His daughter stuck her hand in the blade. So she's missing, like, down to, like, she's got, like, one knuckle off
the
hand.
She has fake fingers.
Really? Yeah, they gave her some Medicaid paid for, like, fake fingers. Like, a glove that she could put on so she could have all her fingers. She chewed them off.
Oh! Wait!
They're, like, latex rubbery dildo fingers. She chewed the motherfuckers off. Chewed the tips off. Yeah, like a fucking chew toy for a toddler, you know what I mean? And she was this only...
fucking kid hates hands. just hates hands.
Just those fingers.
Yeah.
How old is this kid?
Man, I want to say she's probably like 5, 6.
When she did this?
No, now she is. No, she's probably like 2 or 3.
Oh, at least she's not... Yeah, fairly, she was young enough to not remember.
Yeah.
So that is all kinds of therapy. Like, you don't gnaw off your own fake fingers and not have some fucking mental issues.
Yeah.
Also, just don't do it.
Now she just doesn't wear, like, she hasn't gotten her another one because of that. Because she's like, she'll probably do it again until she's older and realizes not to do that shit.
If she's 5 or 6, she should probably already be past the chewing phase.
You're right.
Is your youngest one already out of the chewing phase?
Chewing on the good ones yet?
Not that I've noticed.
Say, is your kid a chewer?
No, not really.
And he's how old?
He'll be 3 next week.
Should be fine.
Yeah.
At 6.
You're right.
Parker didn't really have a chewing phase.
I want to say she was probably like, hell, it was probably like 2 years ago when she chewed the fingers off.
What a sentence.
Yeah. This is the neighborhood I moved into. So, like, even before, like, I knew these people beforehand because Sean's people was down the road with their kids and stuff.
Oh, Sean's baby mama?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His first one?
And their little yappy dog is someone I first moved in and all that.
Yeah.
I've never met her.
Yeah. So.
Sean's baby mama? The first one's better than the second one. The second one, don't shut the fuck up. Like,
we all know the second one.
I met her at his mom's viewing.
Yeah. That's not true.
I don't remember her.
Oh,
like,
baby shower. That I tried not to go to, but you called me. Made me show up anyways.
Did I go to that?
Yeah, man. You called me.
Where the fuck was it?
At his mom's house.
Yeah.
Man, maybe you're right. I didn't pay attention to her.
Because for some reason, she singled me on. She's like, I know you. I'm like, that, you know everybody fucking here. What are you talking about?
Like, I remember her from when we were younger, but not like... vividly.
Hell, you might have been the only person there that hadn't been inside of her.
Me neither.
I have not.
No.
No? Oh.
Just you.
Me.
Yeah.
Sean.
Sean.
She was sitting there.
You know what I didn't do inside of her? Come.
He said he didn't either. He's like, I didn't come either.
Like, oh, yeah.
I was like, right. You have a kid? He's like, no, that was pre-cum. What?
Fucking strong. What a champ.
Yeah.
No, man. I didn't even make it all the way.
Oh, no, you could have.
Strong swimmers.
Like, she's something. But every time I tried to talk to him, she would walk right in front, like, in between us and get in his face and start talking to him. Like, I want to hit you in the back of the head because we're in the middle of a conversation. Like, and then she came outside. She's like, you don't want that cigarette. You want your daughter. Because she had him. He's like, she literally showed up just to have, like, a break away from the kids and try to meet everybody inside of that circle. Of, like, his family.
At the funeral?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You gotta make your moves, man. Yeah.
So I told his first baby mom my message. I was like, just so you know, you are way less fucking annoying than she is, and I like you way more.
Jeez.
Yeah. Like, I looked at her, and I looked at our friend Jared. I was like, how the fuck did he even, like, do that? Because she's not attractive.
No, she's gotten worse, that's for sure.
Like,
not saying it was ever great, but... Oh, go ahead. Yeah. We're just... I haven't finished my first beer. All right, so if I recall, a double barrel beer review means we do 2.
Yep.
And you just bought this because you're excited that you found it?
I did.
Dude, and it fucking smells awesome.
It does. It does. And it looks cool as shit.
And it's Sun King.
It is Sun King.
Good
it's
track
a tall
record.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
16 ounces.
That's what that means, yes.
Sun King is a pumpkin spice latte blonde ale. Which is weird because I figured latte would make it like a stout.
Yeah.
But like I see it poured and it looks like... It's lighter than a Pilsner.
I think the pumpkin latte in this situation is just the flavor.
Yeah, but that would have like a coffee aspect to it, and I don't smell coffee. I just smell pumpkin.
And spice.
And spice.
And everything nice.
Wow. Hey, remember that word I had to bleep earlier?
Found it.
Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh?
Yeah. All day.
Y'all.
Send them.
suck his dick. So, yeah. Okay. So, Sweet Sue's, I actually, it's based, I try it first.
Yeah.
Cheers.
What are we testing to?
Well, it's been a while. To Brad. That's our forever toast. I can't think of anything. There you go.
Oh, that's kind of, it tastes like your water almost.
It has like a seltzer death. Kind of thing to it, doesn't it?
That tastes like that Liquid Death over there.
Well, if it was apple. Man, do I absolutely love it or hate it? I'm not sure. Hold on.
It does have the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It does have the latte. That's fucking nice.
I'll eat the latte.
Man, that's tricky.
It is. It's complex as fuck.
But also,
but it's also really light. Watery on the back end.
Yeah.
Like complex I said, it reminds me a lot of that. Have you guys tried that Psycho Cider Liquid Death yet?
No.
It's an apple caramel version of it. It's just like this.
I've decided to refrain from watering a can.
What? Okay. You're not cool enough?
I didn't really care for the couple of Liquid Deaths I tried.
Yeah.
So I just like, well, I didn't like those. I'm probably not going to like the rest of them.
My wife only likes the regular. And I think she thinks the Psycho Cider is okay. My son actually tried the mango for the first time the other day and liked it. And I was kind of surprised because it's kind of, I consider it an adult beverage. Mainly because they always try to card you when you buy it. Okay, so Sweet Sue's, it is a sticker.
Yeah, but it's a cool sticker.
It's not a bad sticker. It's very like Starbucks, basic white bitch kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they know what they're playing with. So for a sticker, I will go 2.9. It's pretty high for a sticker. Did you write that down so you can say the same thing?
3.5?
2.9. Man, I don't think it's a two-thumber. I don't. Hmm. Or do I? I don't. Fuck. How much was the 4-pack?
Fuck, I don't know, man. I fucked up.
Oh, yeah, you spent a lot of money.
I fucked up.
I forgot.
It's almost as expensive as the Haunted House.
Well, I went.
I got hoed at.
Right. I went 1.5 on this peach, but I like this more. So I'll do 1.75. Mm. 1¾ of a thumb. So right under 2. I do like it. I would drink it again.
That is interesting. What did I give the peach?
2.
Did I give it 2?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It was 3.5 and 2.
Damn. Sweet Sue's. I'm going to give it 4.
You're full of shit.
I think it's just because he couldn't remember what I said. But
it was 2.9.
I did say 2.9. Yeah. He did remember. Never mind.
It was repeated a couple times. That's why I got you.
Right.
Man, it is... I really like it.
I do, too. I do really like it. I just don't know if it's the two-thumb perfect beer, you know?
It's as fucking advertised, man.
Very much so.
There's no fucking lies.
But, like, it's almost like drinking a fucking seltzer.
Which I enjoy.
I don't.
That's my next review. Mm.
Seltzers? Yeah. Can't wait. At least I got a month.
3 Floyds, man. 3 Floyds fucking vodka sodas.
4 different flavors.
When does that happen?
Well, it's your week, then my week, then his week. All right. This is a bonus. This is.
They survived that long.
Okay.
I'm probably going to get into it before then.
If they make it here, that means they sucked. So.
They can't be that bad.
The flavors don't
sound
bad.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
They can. Yeah,
they absolutely can. 3 Floyds, which is good.
Really?
3 Floyds is intense. We like 3 Floyds. I don't know if Ian would.
Me don't like 3 Floyds.
Yeah. Like, I would never offer Tune one just because I think it'd assault his tongue.
Right.
Yeah. Plus, I don't want to hear the words heart and burn and 40 times in one
strawberry,
sentence.
Strawberry, like a mango pineapple.
Ah, dibs on mango pineapple.
And like there's, a watermelon something.
Yeah, there's some crazy flavors. Like, the flavors sound amazing. But...
All right.
And they got cute little monsters on them.
Oh, I took a photo of it.
If I get a kiwi strawberry, you got to do.
Yeah.
I can tell you what the flavors are.
Can't wait.
Because I seen it, was like, well, that's fucking dope. And then Chris seen it, was like, oh, I have to fucking buy it.
Yeah, it's on bread for Chris.
Yeah.
Well, hold on before you start looking for that. Just, why don't you go real quick?
I'm going to get mine. I'm going to go 2. I'm going to go 2 thumbs.
2 thumbs?
I think I have to because this is exactly kind of what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I can't imagine me wanting it anything more out of this.
It's insanely unique as a Sun King product, too.
A latte blonde ale is kind of fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild, man.
Very much so.
Fucking Sun King's the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want the flavors?
Yeah.
Coconut lime.
Gross.
That's going to be a rough one.
Strawberry kiwi.
Okay.
Pineapple mango.
Yeah, dibs.
Passion fruit guava.
Hell no.
There's not a watermelon one on there.
No, man. And two of those flavor profiles seem fucking gross.
I would probably enjoy the coconut lime. I like coconut, so.
I'll give it a go.
But the strawberry kiwi sounds fire, so does the pineapple mango.
That's it. That's the line. It's 50%.
I don't know what the fuck a passion fruit is supposed to taste like, but...
I'm not even for sure what guava is, so.
Yeah, there's something underneath it that was a pale ale, but. I don't know what the fuck, the GFJ. It doesn't look good.
Oh, yeah?
There's the Infinity Hero by Hero IPA.
We don't have to go over beers you didn't buy.
I was just saying, that was the other ones in the photo. Oh, like, okay. That was just one photo. On Sweet Sue's, I'm going to go two. Like, it is a sticker. It is very basic. It's basic bitch. Pumpkin, Starbucks, colors, all the way.
It's supposed to be, though.
It is what it is. Like, I get it. It's just showing a pumpkin spice latte.
And it is a clever way to get their logo into the image, you know, having it replace the Starbucks logo on the cup.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool.
It's a very simple, like, it's just like, here's a cup with fucking a pumpkin and our logo.
Yep.
They could have just put that face on a pumpkin, though.
Carved it on a pumpkin. Yeah, if they wanted to be stupid.
I think that would work.
Nope. They've probably done that with just a regular pumpkin ale, in all fairness. I don't know.
Maybe.
True.
Yeah.
And then on the Sweet Sue's, fuck me. The thumbs.
Suck his dick!
What? On the thumbs, I'm going to go like, man, a 1.25.
That's... Okay, well, see, like, you
I
love
don't
pumpkin.
Like the latte.
I know you love pumpkin. That yeah. So,
like it is what it is. I just don't like the latte flavor.
I get it.
And the seltzer aspect.
I get it. Somehow it smells stronger than it tastes. That's odd too, I think.
Yeah.
That's now really remember good. That Labatt's apple that we had?
Remember what?
Labatt's what? Apple?
That yeah. Vaguely.
It smelled fucking wonderful. It smelled like legitimate apple pie. But then the beer tasted like they just made it in the room with an apple pie.
I do remember that. It just tasted like regular ass beer. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that is definitely, it's a pumpkin spice latte. It's good, but I don't like the latte.
I had a Michelob Ultra on draft last night. And
you
this
fancy
is,
bitch.
Why is that fancy? It was a $3 beer.
On draft.
$3.
Ultra.
Yeah. I like Michelob Ultra.
What was it?
No, it's good.
What'd they have for $1?
Bush Peach. I passed.
Draft?
Yeah, man. Didn't know that was an option.
I would have tried it.
It was on
for $1? Fuck yeah, man. You know it's expired as shit.
Yeah. I had a holy water.
Like, if you could describe bottom shelf, I think that's it. $1 Bush or Natural Light Peach Draft. $1.
No, you had it right. You corrected yourself into wrongness.
Yeah, Bush Peach.
Bush.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
Natural Light.
Same fucking company, right?
No.
But as soon as she said it, me
Bush has never done anything nearly as good as Natterdays. I'm going to say Natural is actually the better company.
It's all owned by the fucking Anheuser company. It's all fucking Budweiser.
More importantly, I love Natterdays.
Okay.
Remember the pineapple? That was awesome.
Yeah, me and Chris looked at each other, though, as soon as she said it. We were like, nah.
You had a holy water? What's that?
It was just like a mixed drink. It was like...
It was pretty as fuck.
Blue Carrico, vodka, some other shit, pineapple juice. Like, it was... Fire.
I think if I made a drink called the holy water, I would make sure one of the ingredients was priest urine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't order it.
That seems fucked up, man.
Yeah. Well, it's a Halloween thing, right?
Priest urine?
I don't.
No. I thought it was at a haunted house you guys went to.
We went to a restaurant, a bar restaurant thingy.
Did they have Halloween decorations up?
No.
Didn't pay attention.
They had old people sitting at a table than us.
Were any of them priests that might want to urinate in a glass?
No, it was like
I don't
bikers.
Think so, Danny.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Is that an 8:48?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes. Someone needs to put new contacts in. It's Danny Mullins. Yams. What's your rating?
No.
Yeah, I did.
It has the latte flavor, like you were saying, like a stout. I don't like that.
Nope.
Oh, it's not.
It
like
tastes
stout.
Like pumpkin, and I don't like that. And the back end has that watery seltzer to it, and I don't like that either.
These are all positives.
So I would give this beer back to you after. It does smell good. Yeah. I don't mind the smell of pumpkin.
It's
it smells
so
wonderful.
It's so,
so like a quarter of a
so
like a busted knuckle
pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I don't like actual real pumpkin. I just don't like pumpkin flavored shit.
I know a lot of people like that though. That
yeah,
don't
like I
pumpkin
mean,
like, flavored shit.
Yeah, you know, nobody. People don't like grape artificial grape flavoring.
Plus,
or banana.
It tastes like purple, James. It doesn't taste like.
I'm
purple.
Just saying.
Purple's a
that
flavor.
Don't taste like real pumpkin.
It's fucked up. I love both.
Yeah.
And I don't really eat pumpkin pie. The only thing I eat pumpkin is my grandma's pumpkin bread. I'm very selective on that myself. So
right, yeah.
Maybe I just don't like pumpkin.
Yeah, because, like, strawberry and strawberry flavoring don't really taste alike, but I like both.
You can put pumpkin on a cat turd. I'm fucking gonna try it.
What's up with you and cat turds lately?
So, you know, Chris, like, when you're working on a motor and you, like, slip and bust your knuckle?
Yeah.
That's what I give this. One busted knuckle.
Oh.
Did you do Sweet Sue's?
No, because I don't have a can. I have a cup, and it's kind of cool, though.
Right here. Yeah, you're drinking out of your daddy's sippy cup you won. Last time we played Password, I think, or something like that?
I give it two.
Two? That's fair.
My cup.
2.9.
Oh, you give it. 2 out of 5, you give...
My cup.
Not that's low. I was hand selected by Gracious House Dave Hollins.
Yeah, at the Dollar Tree.
At the Dollar Tree.
Exactly.
Dude, I think it's like
fair, nothing is a dollar.
I think it is a fair judgment.
Oh, man, can I get this cup or some fucking bush peach on draft? I don't know.
The cup costs more.
Oh, you got tipped.
That's why it's a shit. Two, not
that's
a where one.
I get you. That's a $2 bush peach that's blatantly expired. I didn't really expect that to be fucking huge because the bush apple did go over legitimately well. They're like, we have round two locked and loaded.
Yeah.
This is going to be fucking massive.
And then the guy wasn't good.
Yeah, I
sank.
No, fairness, bush apple wasn't great.
That was pretty
wasn't
good,
it like though. Joey that bought like 3 cases of the bush peach because he thought it was going to be bomb?
He was so excited for it. Yeah. Because no, he's like, oh, everybody likes it. I'm like, none of us like that shit, bro.
No.
I want to say it was for Ducktail last year.
Yeah.
Like, the only unanimous, like, any beer that you can buy a 30 rack of that everybody liked, I think, has been Natterdays and Natter's Pineapple.
Yeah, most of the Natterdays.
That's it. Like, me and Yams will drink Ice House till the fucking cows come home. You guys aren't. Mm. Rightfully so.
You guys like Little Kings, though?
Yeah.
Man, I want some more.
We've been over this a lot.
I've been thinking about that shit a lot lately. Like, I need one.
I've had it 3 times on the show.
Oh, you fuck. I want it again.
Like, you don't remember Little Kings for our Big Mike?
No.
When our dad passed?
No, I don't.
Little Kings for Big Mike.
I had no. Dude, I don't.
That's the last beer dad ever drunk was.
Yeah, because I took some out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not even a beer. It's a malt liquor.
I'm poor bastard.
They weren't bad.
Yeah, no.
I like the Little Kings. That's the one with the little tubby fucking Samoan guy, ain't it?
No.
Okay, that's Buddha, buddy.
That is Buddha.
And that's Buddha beer.
Just a little, like, 8 ounce bottle.
I don't think Samoan.
Whatever. I just know a little fat guy with no clothes on.
I would cast Samoa Joe to play Buddha. His voice is cool.
Yeah.
Man, I mean,
I always get both those mixed up.
Did Brian retire last night, apparently?
No, Brian Danielson did.
Yeah,
same. Yeah, I was going to say, when you talk about that pay-per-view off mic, is I'm glad I didn't watch it. Yeah. Seems sad. They killed a man again.
Who?
Brian Danielson.
They killed him?
Well, he lost his match, and then they snuffed him out with a plastic bag for the second time.
What?
They snuffed him out with a plastic bag on live television? For the second time.
Are they just suffocating with a Walmart sack?
For the second time. It was clear plastic, like a trash bag.
Who's he wrestling for?
It's way more time.
AEW.
Oh, so there's a new WWE basically just repeating shit?
When did you see anybody get snuck? When did you see the light just, besides Owen Hart?
I'm saying how
when did you see somebody's life leave their eyes on WWE?
You think they really killed him?
No, I know they didn't really kill him. But still. Murder angles were never
repeating shit like WWE.
This man got blown up in a limousine.
And was fine.
Ran over by a monster.
Because he's a coward. Oh, Chris Benoit killed himself and his family. I'm alive again. Oh, pussy. I would never say that to his face. He would.
Fucking,
oh, God. He'd eat me alive.
Not now.
Why not?
He's in cuffs.
No, he's not cuffs.
He's not in cuffs?
He's not in cuffs.
They're not holding him anywhere?
Yet.
Okay. I didn't know if he was. Good old Vince.
I just couldn't imagine being in a threesome. Also, couldn't imagine being in a threesome and having to take a shower break because you've been shitting all over each other. It's so gross, dude. If any of it's true, it's so fucking gnarly.
It's like just being in a threesome because wasn't Lesnar too part of that?
Well, he tried to fly. This is where the trafficking comes in, I believe. Is he tried to fly this lady out to have sex with him to seal the deal of him signing a new contract?
Like, Brock Lesnar's never had sex before. He's very, like, hey, I know you're rich, but have you ever had pussy?
Chris, it's not even that, dude. I know you're married to fucking Sable.
Yeah, but Sable's not like, you know.
To a lot of people, she is.
Yeah, I guess.
To a lot.
I see some shit, though, where, like, they don't even mention her. Like, you can't say Sable's name in, like, WWE.
No, she sued them.
Oh, really?
That ended. Oh, yeah. No, she did sue them.
I think she sued them twice.
It was, like, an article that popped up. It was, like, because there was some female wrestler who was trying to, like, say something, how she was inspired by Sable or some shit, and they were like, no, you can't say her fucking name.
Yeah.
This is a fun shoot from the hip to go home on, though. Like, we know my stance on the hottest female wrestler of all time. It's Lita, hands down, no competition. Who's your number one?
What?
Who's your number one hottest female wrestler?
You can't have three?
You have to have a favorite. Because, like, a lot of people's like, oh, Sable's so hot. Puppies, yay!
I mean, man, so Tori Wilson.
Back in the day.
Tori Wilson's a solid choice, though.
Like, listen. Back in the day. Anime Young. You know what my answer was.
Mae Young.
No. Well, yeah.
It was China. We all know that.
That was Devon Dudley. Oh, testify.
No.
Devon, get the tables and fuck me off. Also, suck my dick.
No, Gorgeous George.
Oh, fuck, yeah, solid choice. Yeah. She's on my shelf.
Yeah. Gorgeous George was my lady.
Yes, you see her there next to Macho right? Man? Yeah, yeah. She was crazy enough to fuck Macho Man. Yeah. Bonesaw.
On ketamine.
I thought you were going to say on camera.
Can you imagine fucking Macho Man on fucking ketamine?
Which one of us is on ketamine?
Huh?
Which one of us is on ketamine?
He is. That's the problem.
Like, oh, yeah.
That motherfucker's numb and strong as shit. He's never coming. That motherfucker still ain't came.
Fucking think she's a Slim Jim?
If you found today a link, let's say I emailed you a link, and I was like, hey, dude, they unearthed the Macho Man Gorgeous George sex tape. Would you watch
it? I'm coming before it's in my browser.
I'm not gonna go that far, but I'm gonna watch it.
This idea was so good I gave my pants. Okay,
yeah,
so man. Gorgeous George, not a wrestler, but I'll take it.
Yeah, not manager, whatever. She took a bump.
Yeah, off of his dick.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I am so tired.
Like the last name's Frankenstein now. You know what? I'm a Frankenstein tattoo. Holler at me.
He fucked me for 3 days straight. Neither of us came.
Yeah.
Dude,
man, that's a tough one.
I know, like, some days you're a Stacey Keebler guy.
I love the
as
legs,
we all should
man.
Be.
Yes.
Tori Wilson was a solid choice. Trish Stratus, I will never get mad at somebody for saying.
Never
just
she had a butt
woman.
Too, though. Like, she had everything. She just wasn't tall.
No. No, we saw her in person. She's not tall.
No, not at all. Like,
you seen a homeless midget yesterday? It got hard.
Yams, you really need to check back into the conversation, bud.
I think he's trying to figure out who the wrestlers are. So
yeah, I'm looking up
name.
Wrestlers because I don't know. I don't have one because I don't know who they are.
I can do you a solid on this one. Type in Lex Luger nude. What the fuck? You'll feel good about yourself in the penis department.
Man, I'm probably going to have to go with Stacy, though. Just because of the legs.
Solid
like,
choice, man. Yeah, I'm just closing my eyes and I'm going back to my jerk off wall when I was a kid. And Lita's still number one, man. Stacy Keebler might be number two though.
But Stacy wore like the little ass mini skirts and the crop tops.
Oh, and the slow bend over in the middle to get
like,
in the ring.
Yeah, Lita just had the whale tail.
Yeah, just.
I seen somebody at the mall when we were in Ohio rocking a whale tail, and I was like, "Fuck!"
You seen the male whale tail?
No.
We can make that a thing.
Hard pass.
In our militia, mandatory male whale tail.
Mm-hmm. That's probably a solid defense.
I wouldn't
to
fuck
have
with
it.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm cool. Oh. I don't want it.
Testify.
It's according to George, but then I saw like fucking Tony Storm and like Saraya, like
in real
from
life,
me to you in real life, yeah. And like I didn't know people came that pretty. Like I didn't know. Dude, like it is.
I don't know
like,
who the fuck you're talking
I've
about.
I've never felt so bad for being
you
me before
Paige.
In my life.
You know Paige.
Paige.
The wrestler Paige. The
okay, yeah.
That's
like,
Saraya.
On
that's
TV,
real name.
I don't think she's all that, but in real life, I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, it's hot. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
Tony
was
Storm
Astro,
was
wasn't
ridiculous.
She's what?
She was an Astro, wasn't she?
No,
I don't think so.
Paige wasn't.
Nope.
Who was the female wrestler that was real fucking big? That was that.
Oh,
Astro.
That was Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, that's.
Oh,
what
she
I was
wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah.
Also insanely hot.
Yeah, insanely hot. Yeah.
But like 3'8".
Yeah, sometimes that's not bad.
Well, you act like it was. So anyway, what about this homeless little person?
How about Tennille Dashwood?
Nah, maybe
who
a four.
The fuck is she?
All right, she wrestled under Emily.
Nope.
Are you just Googling hot wrestler? I've never seen.
No, just female wrestlers. That was it. And I came up with a row, and I was like, I'll just pick one. I don't know.
If you need a certain ethnicity, are you into Japanese women?
I am.
Kairi Sane. Very hot.
How do you fucking spell that? Because that's not one that popped up.
Just started on K-Y. K-I-R-I-E. I. No, E. And then Zane is just S-A-N-E.
I before E, even or before C.
Unless you're Japanese.
Yeah.
Ow.
Is that how it goes?
I don't know, man, because I just for the listeners that heard that, because I'm not going to cut it.
Oh, yeah,
that
was your teeth. Yeah.
Was a metal can on my teeth.
Yeah.
Try that again. Spell it again. What?
K-A-I-R-I? Kyrie. Yeah. And then S-A-N-E. She's the pirate princess.
What's her name? That's who you're talking about?
Yeah, Kyrie.
She's
not
hot.
Shit. You're insane.
What's her name?
Kyrie Zane? She would come on the NXT with a fucking treasure chest and it pissed me the fuck off.
She would, man. Yeah, she could. She's looking out in the oceans.
I'm sorry, you're not Christian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's probably number four.
Yeah.
K-A-I-R-I-S-A-N-E.
Pretty sure that's what I said. What about this homeless little
person? You got pictures?
It'd be easier. What do you mean? It was just like the short check. Homeless, like, staring into a light in a parking lot. And
it was so random.
Yeah.
Was she even remotely attractive, or is it just tunes that too deep far into away. It?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Who am I to judge?
Right.
Yeah, I can definitely get into that.
See, told you. Chris is just gay.
She is pretty hot, though.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Drink, yeah, I'm good.
Drink it in, man.
I can't.
Chris Jericho, number 5.
I don't like sake.
I do.
Like actual sake? Absolutely not. It's gross.
No, it tastes like fucking water.
No, nah, like actual
not
sake.
The cheap shit fucking more Kelly bought.
What? It just like fucking, tastes like water.
No, no.
Like water with like fucking.
Also, you're supposed
gin
to drink it warm, you know?
I bought some Japanese mayonnaise the other day at Walmart.
I've heard it's good.
It's got QP, a baby on it.
QP mayo?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I was so confused. I had to Google it. I was like, what the fuck am I even looking for in Walmart to
was
get this
in
shit?
Was it in a bag or a bottle?
Bag. Inside of a bottle.
I don't want baby
There's
mayo.
There's a bottle inside of the bag.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't want baby mayo.
I'm about to try it. I'm going to make this.
Baby cucumber. Mayo is better than putting your mayo on a baby, though.
Very true.
Catholic's out. Got him.
Actually, I did laugh again. So. Oh, man. Times man. That, hey, man, you smacked your mic out like exactly an hour in.
Yeah.
Yams is still looking at tits. Yeah.
Trying. Not working well.
The episode's over. AM after AM on.
Because Pornhub's locked on Indiana.
Chris Falls.
I'm too.
I'm Yams.
I'll hold your beer.
The only wrestlers on Pornhub are China and Gorgeous George. For sure. The wrestler that used to work for us that got robbed by Juventud Guerrero.
Yeah.
It's a video of her finger in herself.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah, it's
I've definitely seen
it. It's
that.
Old and it's not worth watching. Oh, never mind. I didn't come. He pre-came like Sean did. And
I
that lady get pregnant.
I don't think I've ever watched China's porn.
Yeah, me neither.
They definitely have.
Not the one with Sean Waltman in it. Is that weird? I made sure to watch one that didn't have X-Pac in it.
Why? Are you scared of his buttholes in it? It's going to look funny before he got caught on that ring post?
Also, I don't want to live in a world where I know where a fact, or I know for a fact that X-Pac has a bigger dick than me.
Well, yeah. He's also a better athlete and has made more money. Sean Waltman's better than you in every way, dude.
My dog, Skeeter.
Not the one that's currently alive.
Dude. His dog was so ugly, the Undertaker asked him if he'd rescued it that day.
I've seen it. I've
yeah.
Seen it.
Yeah, even my one remaining dog is cuter than theirs. Holy shit, when did the cat get right here?
I know, it's stealthy.
Yeah, he is. What a good boy cast he is. We should cheers to you, my friend. Oh, scared. Oh, big yawn.
Oh, fucking bit me again.
Ah, he's the best. He's never even come close to being violent. Except for the first time I picked him up. I still have scars from that.
I'm trying to find this fucking dog.
Xbox dog?
Dead, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It looked like Tiny with long hair.
That was the best
this
part.
Fucking thing?
Okay, it looks a lot better now.
Oh, it's adorable.
It is now. Fuck, like, man.
Not there, though.
No, that was...
That is the Tiny photo.
Yeah. That's it?
No, his tongue's out.
Yep.
Yeah.
God, he got that dog to look like that? Did he get a fucking plastic surgery?
Probably.
Like... at the haunted
that
house.
That was the best
night.
Part of the haunted house. There was a lady rolling around with a tiny puppet.
Uh-huh.
A puppet of Tiny.
Oh!
Yeah.
That
was like a werewolf baby puppet, but it looked just
that's
like Tiny.
That's cool.
I loved it. I petted it.
Yeah.
It fucking tried to touch me, and I about lost my shit.
I gave it sweet tarts.
Brooke was like, why are you touching? Yeah, because it was on a chick. Like, she carried it around so she could move it. Mm. Like, and she would, like, try to act like it was going to bite you with its tongue hanging out and shit. And Rick's like, it's not real. I was like, you don't know my childhood. Like, this fucking chihuahua with his tongue hanging out, blue eyes, just pissing in the hallway at 2 a.m.
He didn't have blue eyes the last fucking 10 years of his life.
No, they're just cloudy.
No, it was awesome. Toon got scared. Chris grabbed the peanut butter and started smearing it on his dick.
Fuck yeah. Let's see if we can break this dog in.
No, no, I don't want you to fix it. Leave it broken. I have plans for it.
Like that. Yeah, the snap ruined it the first time.
Because it was over so quick.
Yeah. What? It was an awesome puppet.
It looked cool as shit, but fuck that dog.
Yeah. Man. Because we were talking about like hot female wrestlers, and I preferred that conversation.
Over my dog?
Yes.
You face fucking your dog to the point of injury?
Oh, yeah. Man, that's the past.
Yeah.
You can't live there.
I forgave myself.
It's past the statue.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Man, yeah, I gotta change my views a little bit here. I'm gonna go one on the freedom of speech, 1.5 on the Sun King's pumpkin spice latte, because I did enjoy it more. I don't think either of them were two thumbs. But yeah, I like the pumpkin one. Is almost gone. It took me forever to finish the peach.
Really?
Yeah. But you did split the pumpkin.
He took very little. Oh. James very, did very little. I mean, so, like 2 shots worth.
I think today was a really good beer day.
It's certainly, I'm not complaining by any means.
I think it's 2-2s. I think we're double deucing over here.
If you had to pick a favorite, though.
Like a 22-long raffle, you know what I'm saying?
Viking funeral, man. Lost them all at sea.
Yep.
R.I.P. Well, no, you're an idiot. You're just at a gun cabinet over here. I got to teach you a thing or two.
Those are my sons. Glass door.
You know?
Huh?
Those are my sons.
It's illegal.
You bought it for him. Oh, I love satire.
Which one's your favorite?
Yeah, if you had to pick a favorite.
Oh, man. They were both really good. I feel like I really like the pumpkin. I feel like the peach is more like versatile.
Yeah. Well, it's not seasonal.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The Sun King like is as advertised.
But I'm still enjoying it.
Like it's all there.
Yeah. I don't think I could chug one. I don't know. It might be light enough if you could, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, I chugged what was in my cup pretty quickly, so I can get past the latte.
But nah, shit, they're both twos.
Fair enough. Tune?
1.5 and 1. Okay. Or 1.5 and 1.25 is what I said, so yeah.
Sticking with it?
Yeah, I'll stick with it.
2 and 0?
It was never a 2.
It wasn't.
It was a 1.
That was close. That's halfway there.
And he was a busted knuckle.
And a busted knuckle.
I'm surprised you gave it that.
So 1 and 0, that's a 10. That's a perfect score.
I just you think every aspect of life he's doing better than me?
Sean Waltman.
X-Pac. Six-Pac.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
What's he doing right
it's
now?
It's the WWE Hall of Fame, though, not the real one.
Is there just an overall life Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's at Lambeau Field.
I don't know what that is.
It's where the Packers play. They have their own Hall of Fame there.
Will you ever be in that Hall of Fame?
Probably not. Okay. I am 36 years young.
Yeah.
That's what I told Chris the other day, between you two fuckers, like, you guys are making 40 look so scary.
It's not great.
That's rough, man.
So fucking horrifying. He tried to flat out die. A certain one of the group did flat out die, but he was past 40. I think.
We'll never know.
Well, it's in recordings. Uh-oh, what's he doing?
I was trying to figure out what Sean Walton was up to.
Enjoying retirement, man.
He's probably got a podcast.
Wait a minute.
He does.
This says ex-WWE star X-Pac arrested for reportedly trying to smuggle meth through airport customs.
Yeah, that happened a little while ago.
That was 2017.
Yeah.
Yep, see that.
Yep.
Well, I've never produced a porn.
Or done meth.
I've never done meth. Tune did, but it was by accident. He didn't know it was meth.
No.
Why do people keep telling me that?
That was Sean.
No, that was you. It was on the show.
Did I did meth? I've never done meth.
It wasn't real meth, but it was like, what was the medical grade stuff? He kept doing it at work. Because he's like, hey, I took this. And you're like, hey, why did you do meth? And he's like, why do people keep saying that?
Oh, man, I don't know.
What the fuck was that I took?
I guess it would be some type of amphetamine.
No. Was it Sudafed?
No. No. It'd have to be some type of crazy upper you were taking at work.
Somebody gave it to you and took it without question.
It has to be some type of amphetamine.
And every time you told somebody, you're like, why did you do meth? You're
I remember that now. Yeah.
It's like Vigance or Ritalin is really close to it.
Yeah.
So.
No, it wasn't taking one of those. I don't like speeders.
Oh, man, I didn't use anything I had saved. It wasn't much, though. Hold on. What's this one? A real man got to be confident enough in his heterosexuality, easy for me to say, to let his girl paint his nails or suck a dick every now and then. $20 is $20.
That's gay.
No, she's sucking a dick.
I think it was referred to him sucking dick.
You think
he's getting his nails painted and sucking dick?
No, she's painting his nails and then sucking dick for $20. And you have to be okay with it because you're a heterosexual. I just have to end the show because you're getting a phone call.
No, do you? I'll just let you know.
Okay. Is it an important one?
It's a FaceTime. Nope,
we can go for hours now. Like Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, so much ketamine.
What, man, what? Because I watched videos.
Of what?
Yeah, man, I think they were on a bunch of ecstasy. He was really into ecstasy.
Macho Man was?
Uh-huh. Yeah, man.
I didn't know that with like Macho Man, when like they were trying to like phase away from him, that Ultimate Warrior was
his replacement.
Yeah,
him and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
that's when they moved him to commentary. No, Hogan was out about the same time.
Yeah, because I say, yeah, they were trying to use...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Ultimate. Replace both of them.
The strength of Hogan, the colorfulness of Macho Man, the talent of neither.
And then it didn't work, so I'm like, hey, well, let's try with Lex Luger. That didn't work either.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard, he has a tiny penis.
Heard.
Yeah.
Okay. James, did you find it when you Googled?
No, I didn't find anything. I found nothing.
Well, Tennille Dashwood of all fucking people.
Who?
Oh, wait, okay. Nikita Lyons.
Didn't see
Type it in. Before I end the show, Nikita Lyons, do yourselves a favor.
Like, N-I-K-K?
No idea.
She's not that great.
She's pretty hot.
She, yeah.
Tune will be happy. I don't know about Yams. I don't know.
Jeffries. Oh, I'm in.
See? Yams I told you. I fucking told you. Right?
No, she's not
fucking in, bro.
Right? And that's current.
Yeah, that's thick.
Right? Two C's. Jesus. Yeah, she also has a music career that I'm assuming is terrible.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about the fucking... Okay. Yeah, she could sit on me like
there for a while. Her finisher was just laying her vagina on people.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's right there, he is.
Yep.
See?
With two C's. Like a bowl of grits.
No Lita, but... Oh, okay, well...
Bye.
Bye.
Well-tailed.